Back to the income issues?
He has to drive there and we should pay him.
Income issues, he didn't drive.
Okay. If you multiply the number of lots by the assessment, you do get 118,000 some odd. We've never collected that much in a year. We collected in 2004 almost 133,000. My understanding is that's largely because we had a lot of people pay early, which meant that our collections in 2005 were down a bit at about 105,000. We budgeted last year 110. I think we budgeted 110 for the last several years. We came in above that in 2003 because we made a concerted effort to collect on some past due accounts. So the past due isn't going to be there. The early payment isn't going to be there. So I don't think we can go above 110. If you like Shauna's number of 106 better, that's fine. It just means we have to tighten more other places.
I like 110 better.
That doesn't count the ones that were paid ahead in December.
So 110 should be pretty moderate, pretty safe.
Okay.
Okay. That looks good.
So keep that one at 110.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had a brief discussion on the building facilities rental income. It was observed that in 2002 it was 1,100. 2003 was down quite a ways. 2004 was 1,375. Probably not. So.
No. I can explain if you've got the time, but I can just say that it probably depends on what Dale decides to do. Dale rented the cabins in those years, he took the time, and this year he reverted to the ranch association. All those people that had been contacting him are not interested to rent, he reverted to the association, so I can rent to the association. That's why the dollar figure is so much higher. Depends on what Dale decides he wants to do.
So we're kind of at a standstill. Besides that, Larry said, why don't we do 50-50 so we have a capital improvement for the cabins and then bring some of the maintenance for the cabins on if we can use some of that money. So how, I don't know how you designate that. I mean, I don't know how you split it.
Splitting is easy enough if there's enough margin to be to let you do that and still cover your operating expenses.
My point was the maintenance side. Mm-hmm. Is in the 110. That's assessment.
Right.
We're maintaining our cabins. So the rental income, I think, would be
in the capital improvement. Well, that's how I had it. Capital improvement.
Unless
billing and rental income, I felt like you can build a capital improvement. But she's saying, see, there's new roofs that need to be fixed, and we're calling that maintenance. And we're talking about floors that have to be fixed and walls that have to be fixed. And that really needs to give us some more money into that maintenance account if we're going to repair all those things that need to be repaired. So that's really maintenance. So where do you split that? Do we split it and go part?
There ought to be some way to balance that.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
There should be, and I, being in construction for so many years, I should be able to tell you, but there should be a formula that says a home or a cabin or whatever
requires
has
so much
X number of dollars per year to maintain status quo. Now, we don't put $220 on the roof every year in a form of a sealant or a maintenance. We don't do anything. We wait and wait and wait and wait, and when it falls off or blows off, then we
fix it.
Then we put on a $7,000 roof. That's not really maintenance. We should have a number to say each cabin should cost us this many dollars per year to maintain. Everything over and above that we do to that cabin is a capital improvement. And so we need this many dollars out of our assessment or rental fee to maintain, and then we'll put the rest in the improvement, and next year we'll build a huge barbecue pit for the upper cabin.
Now, I think that's a great idea, but let's do this. Let's have somebody figure that out. You know, you could figure out, I could figure out, you could figure out what that cost actually is and how much we really need. Because the value of the home.
That's what we spend.
That number divided by 10.
We spent $8,300.
Well, you know,
we got 10 cabins.
But we did some improvements. Somebody else did. I mean, we did 10 roofs on some, and that. But that's maintenance
versus capital improvement.
No, it's maintenance.
That's what we're figuring.
But
we're figuring everything maintenance. So if we did that, we really don't put them on every year. Once you put a tin roof on there, it's good for a long
time. True, but you put
right.
a tin roof on this year, you buy a water heater next year, you buy a refrigerator the year after that. I mean, you're going to spend $800 a cabin each year, I would anticipate.
And none of it is capital.
None of it's capital improvements.
Right, not all maintenance. So you'd have to put it in.
And if you're spending $800 a year per cabin, and you're bringing in $1,500, your $1,500 is not covering the maintenance.
Not exactly. Right, we're not doing any maintenance.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's benefiting our discussion anymore to argue about it, but maintenance to me is this is the level that we maintain, which is shingles. This is a certain type burner stove. This is a propane water heater. Anything that's better quality, better efficiency, better material is an improvement. Now,
putting in new refrigerators is going to have to be an improvement because there's no way to fit that in the maintenance.
Well, yes, Dan, I mean, an old refrigerator, if it's working, keeps the food just as cold as a brand new refrigerator. But
it uses more propane because it's less efficient.
I mean, it's still maintenance.
I mean, obviously, we have to work through the idea of what we mean by a capital budget because we haven't really done that before. But one way to think about it is if it serves the same function, if you're not changing the function, you're maintaining.
I would almost say that cabins, I mean, we have 10 cabins. They're functional at whatever level they're functional. If we build an 11th cabin, that's a capital improvement. If we go on from there, but to maintain anything, I mean, I would agree that a roof on a cabin is maintenance, whether it's metal, shingles, whatever. To keep the cabins usable for our members is maintenance.
So we're looking at the $1,500. Is that going to be sufficient keeping in line with what we're saying for the cabins?
Look at what we did spend, okay? Maintenance
historically,
she's got hair.
Yeah, it was 8,600. Was it on the shingles? Yeah.
Okay. No, we're expensive out on cabin maintenance. You have $8,243.
I thought you guys going through income right now.
Yeah, but
well, we are. We're trying to decide where to put the income. We're doing. Mm-hmm. We're claiming that cabin maintenance income.
I guess the question would be, is there reason to think, Barbara, that $1,500 is too high, too low?
I would say too low.
It's probably too low, but let's leave it the way it is because we do not know.
Okay.
And let's give us a few years of history, and if it continues to be high, then you can raise that dollar figure up. I mean, to me, that's the way everybody else does it. Let's just leave it the same.
It's not a whole lot different than the one-time fees. I mean, we can count on, let's say we can count on $1,500. If it jumps up to 25 or 3 or 7.
Well, she's got 5 down right here. Wait a minute. On her budget from last year, she had $5,000 and $5,000.
You're talking expense, not income.
I know, but we're trying to figure out how much you would actually have spent divided among 10, how much you actually spent for each cabin.
Well, she had $5,000 budget. We should spend $83.
Right.
But the budget in this category was $1,000, and it came in at 7.
Income.
Right.
And the reason why I told you why, I suggested you do it at the $1,500 that Larry suggests as your budgeted income from rental. And then if you get another year of good, then maybe next year we can raise it up.
Or
if you develop a better program or some other kind of program, then we can bump it up from there.
I would suggest that we raise it some. I would like to think that we're being progressive a little bit.
That's raised it by 50%.
Because it was budgeted at 1,000.
Well, I know, but what did we do?
We did 7,000, but look at the year before, and the year before, and the year
before. It was only a little bit. Well, he's saying to keep it maintaining and rolling,
but
we should be doing a little bit.
Larry, is your dad going to refer him again this year? If he doesn't, we will not do it again. Because we don't have the advertising program set up to do it.
But that was some of the motorcycle
right. group. There's a big couple $1,000 worth of motorcycle group right there.
And they won't be here.
Right. Well, I'm saying you take 7,000 and take off 2,500 or 3,000 for motorcycle, now you're down to
still doing
4 or 5. That's still way above 1,500.
But if your dad doesn't confirm, we will not have.
So let's just do the 15 or that's $100 a cabin to do maintenance.
No, there are other sources for to maintain the cabins, but that's...
This is, we're just talking about what do we anticipate to set
right.
as
income.
The income
right.
anticipated.
Maintenance of your cabins comes out of your assessment.
Yeah, right. So, you think we'll get more of that?
We've also got reservation fees that pay for a lot of the things. And basically, the money we've had come in from the reservation fees pays for the new roof.
Well, we've increased it by $500.
What? We've
increased
our
budget.
I think Larry's got it great.
That's what I'm saying. Just maybe leave it at that point. If it's more, then maybe we can make an adjustment for next year. We don't know how people are going to work this next year coming up.
You know, maintenance on the cabins is the last of the year, just like we are this year. We've got some extra money.
Okay.
So we leave that at 15?
Okay.
Okay. Donations. We didn't have anything budgeted, but we took in $845.
But that's because we did the travel and stuff, you know? And if we want to do that again, then that's fine. A couple of years back, we actually...
I thought Candy donated some in that.
Okay.
For the
cabin. There were other donations, raffle and donations and things like that. But what I'm saying is we did not set up a formal program for those.
Well, maybe we should do like what Sim said, if people wanted to leave it open, but that's still going to be a...
Remember about, was it 2 or 3 years ago when we had the thing on the bottom of the statement that says if you want to donate to the roads, you know, send us in $25, donate any amount you can for the roads or donate any amount you can for the cabin with your annual...
And specify where you want
it
to go.
And specify where you want, and if you look, I think it was in the year in 2000 and... I don't know.
2004, 922 came in.
900. It might have been 2004 then, because if you look down the list, the roads.
And there was a road donations on the landscape.
Road donations, 2004, $290 came in.
So yeah, so it was in 2004. $290 came in donations on the roads and 922. And that was received by me when somebody was mailing their $395 check. They would check on there that they were sending an additional $25 or whatever amount was for cabins or for roads. And that's how that money came in. Because it's asked for with the end of the year end.
And are we using that for capital improvements?
We used it
for whatever they specified.
We stuck it in, and they said cabins, and then we ended
up. It has to go for what they specified to go for.
Well, yeah.
Well, when I gave the $100 last year at the meeting, she said she was going to buy new curtains for the 7 and 8 cabins, and that's exactly what she was doing with it.
So Barbara Dawson's given us money and said we want new dishes, and so I bought new dishes. You know, they specify exactly what it is, and that's what we have done with that money.
But what we're saying, we can't budget that because we don't know if we're going to get it. That's one of those off the wall things. We can't put it on the income because we don't know if we're going to get it or how much we're going to get. It's an unknown.
But it's a lot more known because of past history that we probably will get some if we want to ask for it.
Yeah, we had 845 this year. We had 922 the year before. So if we ask...
And that's what members have requested for us to do.
And if you guys want to push the raffle and you want to do the same thing we did at the annual meeting again, you know, we can do it. There's not a problem there. We already know we've got the history. We know how to do it. It's not like we're just guessing because we've never done it. We have done it.
So how much do you think?
I think it's good.
800 sounds good.
If we get more, that's all better.
Then we'll have the board meeting in Cancun, the way we talked.
I missed that meeting.
Yeah. Well, my only problem with that is rental income from cabins is much more... I mean, we know that's going to happen. People are going to rent cabins.
Outsiders? We don't. That revenue coming from
not all of it.
No,
there's been some.
Oh, yeah.
Majority. You know, Larry, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that we're getting low. We're just undercutting. But this is the thing. We did the same thing last year, and then whenever we get to the end of the year, we had more money come in than we thought. We had $10,000 more come in this year than we thought we were going to, not counting the loss. Okay? And in addition, I spent more money than we thought.
Yeah.
Okay? So, but I did that knowing, having it in front of myself every single day, looking at my computer, I knew where my money was. And so that's
how I'm just saying it's dangerous for us. We're chopping this year 7,000 down to 1,500, but we're going 800 and carrying it straight across the 800. I mean, that's a smaller amount, but...
Well, the thing is it isn't even relevant because we're not locked in with this stuff.
Okay.
If we can see that it's coming up, we can raise our money that we can afford to spend, or we can figure out a project that we want to do. You know, fix the polyone pond, fix that mess down there. You know, whatever it be, we can figure it out and use that. I mean, does it really matter in the long run? No.
No.
Not especially if we use the system and the idea as Larry had proposed, if we have X number of dollars in this column for cabins, take care of it, don't go overboard.
That should be on the conservative side of it.
Yeah.
Larry, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, but I believe the reason Larry has come up with this conclusion of doing it this way is because he sat and looked at the book. Because I can honestly say I have not tried to sway him one way or the other, but I 100% agree with what he's come up with. Because I've been involved in this for many years now. I can see that it doesn't really matter whether we put 800 or 1,000 under cabin donations, you know, on our budget. Because whatever comes in, we will have that money to work with, and a few hundred dollars here and there is not a big deal.
Does the old thing kind of wash it? Because if you get more from the rental income, a little less from the donations.
We use it where we have to use it. If the grader tire blows up, guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take maybe some of our cabin rental income and use it to rebuy a tire if that's the only money we have, you know? So it's like our funds are not such big time things. I'm only talking a few hundred dollars. Is it worth us spending hours here working with it? You know?
Is there any thought or discussion on a rental pool?
We had spoken about that, but I think there's some problems in terms of renting it to the public and the standards and the codes by which we'd have to have the cabins brought up to. Is at this point not any money that we have available. If we offer it and advertise, then we're liable for those people coming in, maybe having to pay hotel taxes, having the cabins updated and codes, which they are not at codes right now. So the way we have it now, that members who do not use their cabins can rent it out to friends. But I don't think we're at a point now with the cabins, with the problems that they have, to be able to say, oh, come on in and advertise on a bigger scale. But I think that's another discussion we need to look at a later time. But this is what I have been, I've spoken to other people who talked to building code people and asked questions, and this is what they have come up with, that we would have to come to code in order to be in a business, but we're a nonprofit, but to come into a business level and be able to offer it to the general public. And we're not there right now. So, Larry. Cabin maintenance, I mean, cabin maintenance donations, are you okay with saying approximate?
Yes, that's fine.
Reservation fees. $3,000. Budgeted last year, $4,000, actual $3,176. And again.
Okay, did the actual was $3,176.
Well, you may have a more current number, because this was back in October, so what is it now?
How about today is $3,200?
Took
in
another
$24. Actually,
$3,201. But you figure that out, how much that is actually per, how many rentals we actually did. I figured on a 200, how many did I figure on?
So $3,200 is what we have actual year to date. So I would say.
I think it's conservative. I think it's a good number. I mean, I know people couldn't get in until later this year because of all the water.
That doesn't make an even.
Now, that is the $25 and $75 reservation fee.
Okay, and so that makes
so that
about 120 reservations.
Except some of them are 75.
Some are 70. Yeah, you can't just divide
okay, well,
it straight out.
Yeah, you're right. I can't, but I'm trying to figure out what we did on...
Well, she's looking at that. If you think
3,200 this past year, 4,200 the year before, and 10,000 the year before.
Yeah, but looking at your dad with a lot of those reservation fees in 2003.
We're really close to right there where I've got it written down to about 120.
I think it looks good.
Mm-hmm. Board? Larry? Shauna?
Okay, now this is a 2005. I was going to say I had 4,000 here and 3,000 here.
Well, see, that's...
Yeah.
Okay, so
3,000?
So 3,000 is budgeting a little low. We should be okay.
Store sales. Budgeted last year 900, actual 1361. Budget 1500. Are we going to do anything different to...
Well, in 2002, we had $2,500. In 2003, mm-hmm. we had $2,000. So, yeah, but 2004 dropped way off to 860, and then we were we started to come back. We're up at 1360 this year.
Did we do anything on the cooler for ice?
1554.
That was talked about, we never did. Go ahead.
You got one fridge that keeps it froze. A few bucks.
No, fridge is too cold for
you. Use it to freeze ice.
So does that look good, store sales at 1500?
That's about what we've done this year.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to use that for capital equipment either, or are we just going to use it as a maintenance fee?
But you got to cover your expenses. I mean, that's got to cover the cost of product.
Yeah, I just said $130,000 budget versus $110,000 coming in.
But no, but in this particular case, the store sales is for product, and you've got to cover the cost of the product. I mean, you may want to take the difference, so you take your gross difference between the what you brought in and what you just had to pay for the product,
exactly.
And spend it someplace
capital.
Else. But
right.
But
you want to use
I don't think it's worth doing that, frankly.
But is this our gross? So that's what we grow.
Yeah.
So we don't have. So we don't even know what the cost. We don't have an actual.
We know the store supplies were $2,000 here today.
So we actually didn't make anything.
We're leaving
that in the hole.
But you know why? Because it's all in the t-shirt.
Inventory too.
But you don't set
in inventory. We can't afford to buy a t-shirt in small quantity over. You have to buy them in a grocer quantity. And
so
next year I won't buy t-shirts, so next year your bottom line on the store sale will come up.
So we hope we make a profit next year.
Yeah.
It comes
it sounds
back, back and forth every year.
The store is a convenience.
Okay.
Tractor work income.
Now I have a question on that. Are we still charging the same rates we did 5 years ago?
No, we're charging the ones the board approved. $50 for the Kubota and $75.
$50 for the Kubota with an operator, $75 for the grader with an operator.
Does that adequately reflect the cost of fuel?
That's
I think it's
the
going rate.
That is the going rate.
Nobody's putting on fuel surcharges or anything like that?
No. But we haven't had enough use yet to justify that.
Okay.
And I think still they never planned
to come out. Yeah, but... The price of diesel is still pushing $3 a gallon, so. Okay.
Are we good with budget 1800 income?
Yes, I think that's
No horse fees?
Nope.
Horse ride. Budgeted 1700, actual 2000. We expect to bring in at least that much, if not more, if possible, at 2000.
Okay. We're leaving that up to you.
Got somebody that will guarantee pay the ranger $5,000.
Bring somebody
in.
Write it all up.
I guess I'm still not clear on how that generates $10,000 for us.
It doesn't. The $5,000 is. What we'd hope to gain,
right.
with the beautiful pink cliffs and so forth, ought to make $10,000 on it. We need the right program with the right wrangler.
But the money goes to the wrangler and the guarantor, right?
Or to the main gate.
Then we get nothing.
But we do.
we get
the $5,000 plus a gate.
Write something up. I mean, last year's board. This year is this year's. So let's see what we can look at. Alrighty, horse rides 2000. Look good for a figure, and we can, you know.
We can modify that if there's a proposal.
Well, and how much did we do for actual this year?
2,000. We didn't increase it.
$2,590.
Oh, it's different here.
That's because we're wanting to do it.
Oh, they did.
That's where that income's come back in.
And we're ordering a lot of pizza next year.
So
that's another, point there.
You better leave it.
Okay, livestock grazing income, budgeted $2,500,
2002
$2,500,
2003
$1,277,
2004 $6,545.
Actual? What is the actual?
Well, we don't really know. It's from last year. We
haven't
got anything.
We haven't got anything yet.
Right. And you
might get,
how much is that cow?
Didn't we sell a cow?
No, it sold me a cow, but I have spot paid for it. Yeah, how much it weighs?
So it should be right around $5,000.
Okay.
Okay. Boards, that look good. Acceptable.
I think it's going to be high.
You don't think we'll make 5,000 next year?
Okay, now this
is... That cat of yours.
Did you get
one? Cost you 3,000 alone.
It is not.
What is our, what is our lease arrangement? He's just paying per nut, so it depends on how many head he puts on.
And he has still got cows up there. He was supposed to take them off on October 31st, and he did not.
So how much is he paying?
$10 a head.
Per month.
I just say $10 a pair.
So what is the usual payment? How does it usually, when does it usually pay you?
Yeah.
See, we have.
He pays us whenever he gets them all off there and we settle up.
Well, hopefully by the end of the year.
In the past, if he's had a lot of them up there, he's made a couple payments. Yeah.
What are we talking about? How many does he have up there now?
He had 80 head from the 1st of July, September, October, and then in November, the head counts have gone down. So he had 80 head. $800 a month times 4 is $3,200 plus a little bit, so probably around $3,500 from rent. Plus we've got the sale of 5 bull calves, 1 to Shauna and 4 to the auction.
We'll make the five.
Well, if $3,500 is the basically coming in from Brent Robinson, then yeah.
We will make the 5,000.
So 5,000.
But are we going to let him graze next year?
Oh yeah, yes. We haven't done your contract yet.
Oh, I thought
that
up.
Okay.
We're only 3 or 4 years into it, so we've got another 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But it's a breakable contract on either party. If
we decide to go into cattle and not let him graze, we need to get with him. And
there was talk, so I didn't know.
We don't even have all the other stuff that she was saying.
Yeah,
have there.
So the 5 is probably going to...
Probably
work.
How come there's a big difference, miscellaneous income?
That's what I want to know.
Actual year-to-date is 3,000.
Oh, those old cabins.
Oh, some of the old cabins?
Some of those
cabins, 5A.
The miscellaneous income for this year, the reason it's higher is because they're road cycle rates. Where did you want me to put that money?
Oh, I thought you said it was up.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's part of
that
was the cabin rental.
Oh, the cabin rental
yeah.
was in there. But
that was the cabin rental.
The income itself.
Okay.
What's in here?
You can see fluctuation in some of these other years. It's because 1 year we sold cabins.
And there's been this misconception that either selling off the ranch and selling off assets, that's the only thing the ranch has actually ever sold. There's those old cabins up there. As far as selling property, the ranch has not sold any property other than those two lots that was designated
to be sold.
That's the only.
They were not part of the commonwealth.
That's the only property, you know, other than ranch assets, that's the only asset that's actually been sold is those old cabins. As far as I'm concerned, those weren't assets. They were liabilities acquired. So
miscellaneous income,
stay
at the 500 unless we have something else coming up.
Yeah.
Sale of gasoline.
We don't know that. Oh, that is a reimbursement.
Yeah.
It should be taken off of it.
Yeah.
It's just a reimbursement.
Okay. Is that something you want to show?
Some parts should go in the store sale, maybe.
No, I can't.
No, just leave it because of this.
Yeah.
Then you got turnover fee. What is that?
Taking cherry and apple turnovers?
Turnover fee, yeah.
Well, turnover fee was something that we had in 2002. We had $3,000 there.
That was when Dale was there.
Would have somebody come in on Friday night. They would stay Friday night and leave on Saturday.
It's kind of a double occupancy.
Saturday night, stay on Monday, and then maybe even somebody else come in on Tuesday and say, you know, he used his 1 week of cabin time, but three different parties in there, and so there was three different sets of laundry, three different sets of cleaning time, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff was way high. And so at that time, the board designated him a fee every time it turned over. There was a cleaning fee and there was a turnover fee. Turnover fee went to cover the extra laundry, et cetera, the cleaning fee went split with the Vexteds, and the Vexteds got part of it for having to do triple the work.
Okay, there's
and
nothing there now.
So the joint out, we don't even need to keep that in any longer, do we?
Larry's left it on there, who you understand where...
Because it wasn't a priority.
Reimbursed expenses.
Okay, a lot of that is, and I need probably to redo this in a different way, but a lot of that is, for instance, legal, Larry, help me. When they pay the attorney when he does the work, and then when they pay their bill, it's tacked onto their bill, then they have to reimburse us the attorney fees that we paid. Okay?
Wouldn't you put that?
So, I just kept it in there, just, and another place that goes in is whenever,
we can't really use that. That's
no,
sort of
well,
off the wall.
Has a budget. That's just something to wash through.
Yeah.
It's an income coming in, but it actually is reimbursing expenses that went out, and so it's just a wash, so you cannot budget that. That's why you've got to buy.
Interest income.
Well, how did we get 3272?
We collected some back fees.
Somebody's back payment?
There were quite a few people this year that just waited a long time to pay their dues until our annual meeting. And then
so they owed late fees. So that'll be an off the wall thing, too, because we're not going
to. If I could suggest that that would seem to me to be a prime candidate to get siphoned off into the capital improvement fund, all those interest charges and late fees. I mean,
no, actually,
we don't know how much it's going to be, but anything that comes in like that, we could.
Shut it off. I mean, that's most of the money we've made on the checking account, you know, in the bank.
It would be nice if half the members would wait till the end of the year to pay their debt, so you get a lot more money.
What is the charge per month when they're late?
I think Barbara would be bald about halfway through the year, though, if everybody waited until the very end of the year to pay.
I don't know. I mean, wait here. They would drop us a down today. We should do something that way. You know?
Just me.
Let's just make 18% on it. Good. Better than the bank paying us.
So the suggestion then is to... have the interest income, any money that comes in, just put that into the capital improvement.
I suggest that's a good idea.
Which would mean that for the operating account, this would be a zero budget item.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you guys are changing for sure? Should I make it marketable?
We should change it.
I don't think anything's for sure until next time. When we
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you remember that.
Right there next time. When is that going to be?
December 10th.
The bottom of the day, December 10th in St. George.
444 South Riverside Road, SkyWest Corporate Office.
Oh, you found the address.
Go in the main entrance by the flagpole.
Do it again, the address? 444.
Make sure you
remember
the flagpole.
South River Road.
Oh, I know
it is. You get off I-15, go left, back over I-15, turn right on River Road, go block. Oh, you guys are coming the wrong way.
You make a right turn and another right turn.
Okay. All right. That has been set.
Remember, flagpole is good.
At Bunkerville, take a left.
And the time is set also?
Yes, sir. It's on the bottom of the page.
10 a.m.
December 10th.
I think everyone.
And that will be posted on the website, too.
Is 10 good for everybody? I mean, I guess we're not to that point.
Of
thing.
Okay, where are we? Road donation?
That's enough in the air, too.
It's objectable.
Mm-hmm.
200?
I think we should put that also.
Well, I don't know. Why would you put that on the academy?
Why not? Why could I get it once?
Because that's going toward...
Well, I think it just needs one of the donations.
I guess the question is whether people specify what they want done with the money.
And see, but that's something that no one still don't know.
Right.
Really hard and fast.
But what I'm saying is that if somebody says, I'm donating this money to buy curtains, then you can't put it in the capital improvement fund. Because they gave it for curtains. Or I'm giving it to buy dishes.
Oh, that's right. Still be a capital improvement. Because if they say... Well,
maybe they can last longer at your house than do at mine.
All right, leave it.
Leave it as 200.
Water system pledges.
There's nothing budgeted.
We cannot budget.
We can't. Well, we've already collected.
Well, we
don't have any.
Okay.
Well, we'd have to sell it, so it would have to go into something else because we'd have to go back into capital improvement because we are not going to do that. That's really not going to be there. Raffles? I think that would be a capital improvement too. I think that's great. People donate, and then we can make some money off of that to do capital improvement. That's like kind of like doing donations, you know? And it doesn't go specifically for anything, but the money that comes off of that could go into.
It's like the budget. Let's just this raffle and anything like that was for a specific project.
The vault.
The vault, you know, that's your project.
One was for the vault, one was for cabin. I kept it separate. That's why you've got raffle and you've got cabin donations. So you're separated. Because that was specifically,
and
we bought that.
And there's nothing
we bought that stainless steel lid with the money that came in from the
fishing gun.
Now, how often do I do that?
It's supposed to be free.
Free.
Yeah, I think so too. But I just need one of the donations. I don't know where I can go. I just need to go to donations.
Well,
one big category.
I don't know how much money we're going to pay.
So add more for fish.
I don't know how much money we're going to pay, so I kept it separate. But technically, we are not charging people for fish, so people will pay for fish. That's great.
And if they designate fish, we'll take out the capital improvements and buy some more fish. Other than we weren't going to anyway.
Okay.
$3,000 of wildlife, is that reasonable, Ray?
What was the actual amount this year? Is 32 from?
Wildlife, 32.93. I have 19 on your thing.
Oh, it is 19. Okay. I can't do it.
It's a long drive.
I still think that could be higher. In fact, this year, if we had categorized it correctly, the ranch made other income on cabin rental stuff from guys I brought down out there doing turkey filming and stuff.
And it
should
have
been
going into wildlife.
Well, we had 100.
Same thing with the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Same thing with the motorcycle.
But they rented cabins, so I kept
it. Because
it was a cabin.
You know,
I would say
wildlife brought them.
Yeah.
So where was the 32.93 coming from?
That's
tag,
deer tag sale.
Okay. And I think that
right now that's the only firm program. I mean, that's the only one that's a guaranteed paycheck this year.
So how does the 3,000 look? They budgeted 5,000.
But that was because they were
5,000 before.
But it didn't happen.
But that's what I'm asking him.
Well, we probably brought in more than 5,000, but we put it into.
So in your number.
Paying DSROA 5,000. Yeah.
So but in your number of 5,000, you were inclusive of everything that involved your wildlife and hunting, et cetera.
Well, the year before, that deer tag brought in a little bit more money.
See, but I don't think that should be a maintenance thing. I think that needs to be a capital improvement.
Last year. This year was 3,200. Last year was only 21. And before was 5. It dropped way down because they only had 14 tags to sell instead of 28 or whatever. We did get a couple more tags allocated. The way it works, they auction off 15 tags or 30 tags, however many the state gives the Ponsonant Landowners Association, which we participate in, and they take that money, however much is made, $10,000 or $100,000, and they divide it back to us, our appropriate share.
I would tend to agree with Sean, and based on the observation that you made. As far as we're concerned, this is town money. I mean, it costs us nothing. We just get the money, right? And so if we can afford it, this would be a good chunk to stick into capital improvement and maybe even earmark it for wildlife kinds of projects.
Mm-hmm.
I feel comfortable with that. I'm not sure we can afford it at this point, but that's one that we'd probably
right.
star and say, maybe this is one we can move.
What I would suggest is let's put 3,000 in there and almost say, we've been counting on that money to make our operating budget work.
Anything over that,
let's put into the capital improvement and earmark it specifically
right.
to
so
do something.
We're
going to
go for
wildlife.
Conservation.
The turkey feed for the winter.
Yeah, Larry, we need to work on that.
Okay, everyone got that? Leave it at 3,000. If anything goes over that amount, goes into capital improvement that is earmarked specifically for wildlife. Okay, what is that other? The budgeted $7,500 total? No, that's total. Never mind.
That was it.
Okay, so the, that means that the total shown on the bottom of that page of $129,550 is within a few hundred dollars of what we have agreed to be the budgeted income.
Okay.
I think we dropped the interest income down $250, and but other than that, we pretty much agreed with the numbers that are there.
And we'll have on the next sheet the more accurate, up to date.
Yes.
On the year-to-date.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that not what we wanted to cover?
That was it.
Okay, so we've got a job next time.
Working on it.
Get all the expenses.
We need to look on the expenses and...
the capital improvement projects.
Right. And...